It's time for KDDR News with Ace Sourwine.
Good morning. It's Tuesday, January 21st, and these are the stories we have for you at this hour. A North Dakota jury has convicted a man of fatally shooting his 36-year-old daughter during a family argument. KFGO reported Monday that jurors convicted 66-year-old Stephen Ani of manslaughter. A date for sentencing has not been set. He faces a maximum of 10 years in prison and a $20,000 fine. Prosecutors had originally charged Ani with murder, but his defense attorneys argued the shooting on May of 2019 was unintentional. 10 North Dakota communities will use part of a settlement with Volkswagen to build electric vehicle charging stations. The North Dakota Department of Environmental Quality will send $2.7 million to the local governments and businesses for clean vehicle projects. Out of the 17 charging stations being built, the Bismarck Tribune says all but one are fast chargers, which can charge vehicles in about 30 minutes. Currently, there are just 187 electric vehicles registered in the state. The North Dakota National Guard and other state and local agencies are preparing for potential spring flooding already. General Alan Dorman says it's too early to say whether the Guard will be deployed this spring to help in flood fights.
My hope is that we over-prepare, and then Mother Nature says they're too prepared. We're not going to mess with them this year. But, you know, we know the contributing factors to flood are, you know, what's the moisture content in the soil that frees up, the amount of snow you get. And then, again, Mother Nature has a last say on how the melt will occur.
Dorman says the keys will be preparation and vigilance. According to the Fargo Forum, Pope Francis recently met with Bishop John Fulda of the Fargo Diocese. They met to discuss issues affecting the church today. Fulda joined other bishops from the Dakotas and Minnesota to talk with the Pope about various topics, including the sexual abuse scandals, migration, pastoral care in Native communities, and developing unity among diverse groups in the church. And that's a look at the stories we have for you at this hour. More news can be found on our website, newsdakota.com.